Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Apparently Tyler is poor at geography, and that is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Apparently he was just on this side.
Well, you know, I'm not very great at remembering stuff.
Oh, that's
Jack.
The guy I promised to get out.
Okay. Thieves Guild. Normal.
There's a lot of
this many Thieves Guild in here. I think we should check.
Yes.
That's quite a few Thieves Guild people in here.
Actually, I think we're obligated to check.
Yeah.
Or at least she is.
Plus, also, as I said, this is a threat to us.
Five.
Huge
plus.
Let's see.
How many am I opening?
At this point, I'll say it's been about a minute and a half.
Or seven.
Even between breaking it all up with you guys.
Well, seven Thieves Guild.
You all will hear a nice, calm, seductive, well, hello, welcome to the prison. If there's a specific prisoner you're looking for, you may take them. There's no need to spill blood over something so trivial as just a prisoner.
And who are you?
I'm the ward.
Get out of my head!
Sorry, telepathy doesn't have a will, Sif. I can't do anything else. But I can talk to you.
You suck.
In a smooth, seductive voice.
Right.
Well, what are you doing here?
I am managing this place properly.
I disagree with your management style.
That's fine. I have many who disagree with my management styles. You'll find them on the lower levels.
That's great. And the authority invested in me by myself, I'm here to overthrow you.
Well, then, you have 2 minutes before the Brotherhood arrive.
Oh, that's great. Let the Brotherhood arrive.
No. I don't want them to get infected.
Ooh. Will you infect the Brotherhood with your brain devourers?
Me? Never.
He's lying. Audrey, is it worth following a sense motive?
Sure. Go ahead, give me a sense motive.
Can we take seven?
Take seven.
Just seven.
31.
31? You're not sure, because he rolled really well, too.
Can he hear my thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Can he
hear all of
them? Can we just take seven?
He cannot read your thoughts.
He can hear them, though, and I can talk
if
in my head.
If you willingly let him do that, then yes. But he can't read your thoughts, because that it does give you a will save.
Mm-hmm. Oh. If we kill you, do all the intelligence devourers still keep doing what they're doing?
Yes.
How many intelligence devourers do you have?
Just a decent-sized brood.
I'm not letting him distract me from getting people out.
That's fine.
Well, you've had...
He was talking. It's not like he's actually doing anything.
You have a minute and a half.
Well, we've got a couple people working on this.
Eight.
Ryan's helping.
Ryan, how much...
11, 12,
what's your disabled device?
13. I assist on all 13.
Okay.
Wait. Can you get a 35?
A 35?
Yeah, that's what the locks are.
Yes, I have 18.
Okay. Would you bonus? I thought you said 13.
There are 13 we need to unlock.
Oh, that so you have 22 plus his 24.
There are 13 people that are not crazy or brain devoured.
How many are thieves killed? Because they're getting out first.
Seven.
Six, and then the guy you promised.
Yes.
So seven total. Seven.
Okay, well, I'll do whatever the fuck his name is in the corner.
Jack.
He's probably going to be recruited anyways.
I don't even know his name.
Fail. Succeed. Jack's out. Three rounds.
You
fail.
Just roll a whole mess.
How many more rounds do I have?
16.
Oh, boy.
No, you can't use that.
Why can't you go off and do this by
assisting.
Yourself?
Because he can roll an 18 or higher to get it. Or he can make it so I can roll 11 or higher.
If he's 17 or higher.
Okay.
But still. Anyways.
Anyways.
Well, if you get too many, I'm going to spend my bennies on it.
Okay, well, this puts me at around 10.
Okay.
So you've got how many people out?
Three.
Four. Now it's four.
Four
at 10? Wow, okay.
I have to roll 11 or higher. Evidently, I fail at that.
Roll one. Roll one.
I fail again.
The old ones have not ordained it.
She bennied it.
Yeah.
No. You're going to be like him.
You have four bennies, right?
I had four bennies.
Okay, just make it
now I have one.
Actually, you only gave yourself three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used one in the beginning, four bennies were handed out.
Okay.
In the beginning, a benny was used, and the Lord saw that it was good.
Wow. See, I hate you. One more.
You guys are up to... Okay.
We roll one.
We roll two.
Fail. Succeed.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys have
one round left.
Six people.
And
okay, so that's all the Thieves Guild.
No, this is...
Or no, Jack minus one.
You have one more round left, and then you're caught up with the discussion that's going on. Because you said after a minute and a half that happened.
He's doing this with his while he's talking.
Mm-hmm.
In our heads.
He was picking the locks while we were checking the doors.
Yeah, that wasn't enough time. I maybe have another round of lock picking.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you two more rounds.
I just wandered both of them.
So one. Okay.
So now he's caught up. So now we have 2 minutes before the Brotherhood show up.
What?
No.
No.
He said a minute and a half, and that basically got you this.
Yes, while we were listening at the doors, he was picking the locks.
He needed to know which ones to pick first.
Yes, we find one that's, pick this one, and then we go and listen to everything else. Well, he spends turns doing that.
Alright, I'm gonna see how many rounds I get. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 people looking for it.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Actually, he doesn't count because he's helping you pick.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 8. That's 8 rounds.
So I have 5, 6 more tries? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Fail. Succeed.
So, all the Thieves Guild people and the people we promised are out.
Yes.
I guess this is just
these
generosity.
Are just normal
people. This is just excessive generosity.
Okay. Thieves Guild people,
one.
Get out of here, now.
Yeah. No problem.
Two.
Use the rope that's conveniently there.
Awesome.
Help this poor man, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Welcome to the Thieves Guild.
What?
Yeah. They put a pillowcase over.
The same thing happened to me.
Okay, of the 6 extra tries, I got 4.
Okay.
So four normal people get out.
Okay.
In addition to Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
They're
here.
Alright, bring down the portcullis.
Wait, aren't we going...
Let's just go out the way we came.
Okay. We'll go around the front.
Alright. You'll go out the front?
Yeah, we'll go out the back and go around to the front.
Why?
No.
We just want to run away?
Because he wants to fight the Brotherhood.
No, I want the Brotherhood to join us. Then I can watch him die.
I don't think the Brotherhood's
they're
going
to try to stop us, Steven.
I want to go around to the front and distract him elsewhere.
This, I'm pretty sure, is against civil rights.
I'll do it.
I can
outrun them, too.
We'll do it, because we'll just use
the two guys go, hello!
They see the thieves! They start chasing the thieves!
But yeah, we'll distract the Brotherhood also.
So remember, we're all costumed.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we're going against what's going on here.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to go tell James about it, because
So
well, while we leave, I scrape up the bits and pieces from the one that Shikuti grew on.
So you pick up some chunks of brain, you're like...
And legs. Don't forget the doggy legs.
Yeah, you gotta find the doggy leg.
I grab a helmet from one of the guys.
Honestly, you two, a monk and a thief acrobat, you run circles around the brothel.
We don't want to run circles. We want them to think they can catch us, and then once they're sufficient...
Yes, you toy with them. You fucking toy with them.
You run circles around them.
While you three and the remainder escape.
Yes, I will help.
Okay. People greatly appreciate it. Most of them are, of course, malnourished and freaking out.
Yeah, they can come with us.
The civilians need to go to the Thieves Guild Brotherhood to
yeah.
tell them what's going on, because they're the only people that would do something about this.
Yes.
We'll drop the four off at the Brotherhood.
Give me diplomacy. Reason is that most of them were legitimate criminals and they were broken out of prison. You can understand why that might create some level of tension, especially if the Brotherhood arrested them.
Well, I'm going to join them going to the Brotherhood.
Us three.
I got a 28.
28. Okay. Since you rescued them, they will stick their neck out. Except for one guy who's a douche and leaves anyway. But he's a douche.
Okay. No, but they do is they hide behind you.
So
and you
I walk up with this, with like two helmets full of brain goo with a bunch of people behind me.
You walk up to the front gates.
I'm not saying the Thieves Guild people need to go. It's civilians.
Oh, there.
Yes.
Thieves Guild say, fuck you. The remaining...
I wouldn't ask Thieves Guild to go to the guard. That's asking people. Them go to the guard.
Go to the guard and say what happened.
yeah, whatever.
That's a cleric.
So, typically, we only bring four, then.
There are three.
One guy ran off. Cause he's
oh, one guy ran off.
Yeah, I didn't roll like a 30 or 35. He decided that, you know, his life wasn't worth solving this problem.
Okay.
Not his problem. He's out now.
Okay.
He's the guy I needed extra oomph to get.
So you guys actually do have four. Jack and three.
Yeah.
I thought he was black-bagged.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. Three. Welcome to Thieves Guild, son.
Hey, we get your wife and children. Didn't you promise that?
Good call.
Okay.
Your children will make great additions to the guild. Your wife, can she cook?
Oh, awful, funny. Awful person. Okay.
That's hilarious.
What's your lemon?
It's
for meetings.
True funny.
True chaos.
For our meetings, we can have a good chef. Wouldn't that be great?
She can make food for us.
Do you guys all realize that she is hell on earth and you guys sit there cowering in fear? She says, did you clean your plate?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
She went to the guild master. You're not eating your peas.
I'm the guild master. You won't eat your peas.
It's like my mother all over again.
I'm 500 years old. Actually, how old is the guild master?
Probably as old as the city.
No, he's about 200 years maybe 130?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm older than he is.
He's a new god. That's why they don't have a lot of power. They've only been around for a century. Most elves are going to go, I was born before you, and you're a god.
I should be a god.
Why am I not a god?
They don't have enough people praying to him.
I can get a cult.
That's what everyone wants is a cult. But then, of course, you know, you guys have the entire Hubris thing, and adventurers go, they say you're trying to be a demigod. I'm not bad. I don't care.
You're going to be bad.
You are leading a cult. Therefore, it's our job to kill you. I'm feeding the poor and the orphans.
And looting your shit.
I'm feeding the poor and the
That's
orphans.
That's what I'm really looking forward to.
Too bad.
That's what the evil adventurers come.
No, the evil adventurers are like, I'm going to kill you. But I don't... What? I'm going to kill you. The neutral ones are like, maybe you're not a bad person,
but you will be.
But you'll eventually be bad, and I'm going to take your stuff. The good people are like,
what's your name?
And then 2 sessions later, they forget about your name.
Yep. Who? The people in the last...
I just...
Oh, dude, that was 2 weeks ago.
All right. We're at James.
Do
you mean you're...
At we're at the compound. Brotherhood.
I go to the Brotherhood compound.
Wait. Yeah, the Brotherhood.
That's where James is.
Okay. Brotherhood of the two guys at the gates are like, what?
I have a violation against human rights. I need to report it. And you need to do something about it.
Are you hiring the Brotherhood?
No, I'm asking you to do your job.
Jerk.
Hold on. Let's savor this moment, Tim.
One, I can storm the place and cause a civil riot. Or two, you can do your job and not have me kick your butt.
Is Nick asking for help?
No, I'm telling them to do their job, or I'm going to cause a civil riot. So do you want a public riot in your hand, or do you want to do your job? I punch him in the face.
It's times like these, Tim.
I punch him again.
With the brains in his hands.
Oh, it was worth it. Okay, so what's the problem?
You see these two puddles of ooze I'm holding? Do you know what a brain intelligence of ours is?
No.
Let me talk to Stormhammer.
Oh, okay. He's not here right now.
James?
He's not here right now.
Where are they?
They're out ending another problem.
Where?
Something in the Necropolis.
Oh. Just wait around, geez.
Who is the next most important person here?
Sergeant McSlappy Pants.
Alright,
so for now and all time and eternity, Sergeant McSlappy Pants is a gnome fighter.
Yes? How can the Brotherhood help you?
Do you know what intelligence power is?
No, sir, I'm a fighter.
Okay, let me explain.
Hey, you can put skill points in it now.
I will draw a picture.
Took that in engineering.
I explained to him.
Could you come down here, please, so I can look you in the eye?
I pick him up, put him on the table, and I sit in a chair.
Good enough. Talk to me, boy.
All right, getting my 25 earlier from knowledge engineer, I explained to him what intelligence power is.
That's downright nasty.
Yes, they're using him in the jail to convince the prisoners to behave. They're putting them in the prisoners, and they have them in the guards. It is quite frankly a violation of human rights, and it is literally killing people. Can you honestly stand by there and call yourself a Brotherhood of Fighters and call yourself good and let that happen?
No, we can't. However, I have to check into the politics of the situation.
Okay, you have, 2 days to solve this, or I'm going to cause a public riot and do it myself.
It's the guard, if you're worried about it, doing this too.
I'm not sure I really want to know the answer, but what were you doing in the prison?
I was investigating a violation of human rights.
I think you're lying to me somehow, but I don't really care.
I don't want to know why you're lying to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You were doing something fishy there.
I got 12.
You're doing something fishy there. That I can get. But you uncovered something bad. So a burglar stopping a murder. Now there's a conundrum.
I'll pay my 2 gold fine.
Oh, no, that's breaking in. That's not only trespassing. Did you kill anyone?
They're already dead.
Well, I guess I can't slap you for a murder then.
He's slappy pants. He slaps people.
Slap it on you.
You were trespassing. You were probably doing something illegal.
I did not break and enter.
That was my job.
She broke. Well, he broke. She entered.
Breaking and entering. Probably broke some people out of prison.
Accessory to breaking and
entering. I did not do anything.
You're accessory.
Well, I heard there was
enter.
I heard
I did enter. Correct.
I heard there was a breakout at the prison. I'm not dumb.
I did not break anyone out. I just knocked on doors.
Yeah, well, you're probably with the people. So.
Accessory. You are accessory. That counts.
You know what?
Yes, friend Mick Nomerson.
You called me a Mick.
Why are you guys talking about this? It doesn't matter.
Okay. You know what? You solve that problem. After you solve that problem, you can come charge me with whatever you need to, and I'll take care of my 100 hours of public service or whatever.
Done.
Yeah. Okay.
Now go get your writing.
I need to go. I need to talk with Sergeant Stormhammer and James.
Whenever you go do your thing, let me know if you. If I don't hear from you in 2 days, I'm gonna go do it myself.
Do you need the brains?
Isn't it Commander Eversteel?
It is Commander Eversteel now, and Lieutenant Stormhammer.
Do you need the brains?
No. Why do I want the brains?
I brought them as proof. It's kind of squished, but
I'm not here, by the way.
You know what? To validate your story, I'm going to go to the Mage's Guild and actually get them to check this out.
Go ahead.
They also brought legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, there's a leg sticking out.
In the bottom of the helmet, there's a leg.
I'm sorry.
And there's a little tongue tentacle sticking out.
I'm probably poking my head through the window. They also brought legs.
They look like legs.
You know, before I joined the Brotherhood, that might have been strange. McNorrison, could you carry that helmet?
Certainly.
I don't know why your name is Gnomer, considering you're taller than... You're not a gnome.
Nope, I'm a dwarf. Mark McNorson.
He was raised by a gnome?
I will go to the thieves guild ahead of them, or the mage guild ahead of them, and let them easily get checked out if necessary.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to the mage's guild. Oh, we have a clear schedule tonight. I'm here for my meeting. We have a clear schedule.
No, what it is,
the Brotherhood. I see you called ahead and scheduled appointments.
Wow, we're respecting you. Glad to see you. You're like,
ah, divination.
Yes,
magic.
Divination. The rogue's version of divination.
Okay.
Oh,
that he will indeed go get it checked out, and the Brotherhood will be taking action. Now the only question is if they're going to be encountering resistance with the city guard.
Oh,
if the city guard.
Publicly, the story: the city guard is going to have problems
unless it was okayed by the government.
The politicians still need a public backing to have their power. If the city has a cry out against this,
fear and terror is how they get the public backing.
True, but we can still cause a public outcry. We'll go around and gather.
Spread
rumors.
Incite rebellion.
Yes. I spread rumors about what's going on and try to get people to incite rebellion.
It's not a rumor, it's the
Jesus
truth.
Jesus Christ! Why?
Why not?
You're going away from this!
I'm not trying to have them turn against the government, just for jail.
Steven, most of the populace is okay with it.
Nah.
Because the people who are dying in prison won't come back out and haunt their streets.
But I got really hurt. Can I roll diplomacy on that?
Give me a perform oratory.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
It's your charisma. Basically.
I got 12.
People walk by your soapbox.
They don't get on the soapbox, they go to the bars.
There is one time.
Are you staring at my halfling?
Are you looking at my halfling? There's not even a halfling in here! There's McNomerson, you follow me, he's a dwarf.
Surprisingly, most of the populace just doesn't care.
I wouldn't say that's surprising.
No, you people are pathetic.
You do realize why this reality, of course, had the filth and grime all around it, right?
Yes. But they don't understand. This is a threat to my authority. They have to help me overthrow this, because I don't have enough authority yet as it stands by myself to overthrow it.
Okay. Well, the thief goes, of course, like, thanks, guys. That rocked. I'm going to go get a cheeseburger. Really badly. And drink until I don't remember anymore.
Cheeseburger first.
Don't get caught in this. The prison's a much more dangerous place right now.
Oh, that's reminding me.
No kidding!
By the way, I suggest if we ever get close to being caught doing something, we fight to the death.
Or we run away.
Well, I mean, if we're cornered in like a area where that thing is over there,
they lure us into a cave and
I'll
seal
my way out.
I'll look so epic that they will be shaken, and I will have +22 hit points, and they'll be feared.
By the way,
everything.
Amanda, how long does that last?
Toughness?
Yeah.
Inspire toughness?
Yeah.
Until
it's
I stop saying.
Okay,
it's like Barb's song.
Then that actually does go down to rounds now. Rounds per day. Because that's how they broke up the Bard Song and Rage.
Okay,
so you can inspire toughness one round. Or you inspire the toughness for how long you want. And then you can end it.
Wait,
that's
let's see how long bards have it for.
And then
4 plus
crit
modifier and then 2 additional
like,
per level.
Remember, it used to be a bardic thing where they would perform.
Wait,
and if they couldn't
is it based
see
off
them performing
of her
any longer,
toughness or
it
what?
Goes away.
You having, what stat are you having based off of?
It's based off of her level.
That's Bard Song.
But like Bard Song is
4
plus blink modifier.
Song.
Like 4 plus charisma modifier or charisma 4 plus wisdom.
We'll go
modifier.
Strength.
What's your strength modifier?
Plus 4.
What about con?
How many levels
plus
of
four.
That class?
Oh,
yeah.
She's on
how
like
many
a big
levels
badass.
Of badass are
okay.
You?
How many levels of badass? I'm
3.
2 levels of badass.
So you can do it for 12 rounds per day right now.
But once per combat.
So I do it, and then they get it into
and
the end of combat.
And then as soon as you stop doing it, the hit points
basically,
go away.
Basically, you decide that I'm being badass now. And then next round, you could still be badass, or you could stop being badass for that round.
And
so
as soon as you stop,
only get
it
per round?
You can choose up to 12 rounds.
Basically, you
day.
Can do 12 consecutive per combat. $12.
Oh, okay, per combat.
So not 12 per combat. 12 over the entire day, once per combat.
Oh, okay.
As in, you
so it only happens one round?
As in, no, you get to choose...
Okay, so here's how we explain it.
12 non-consecutive rounds.
You choose round one to do it. During that time of round two, no one gets hurt, so it would be, of course, a waste to drop it. Next turn, everyone but Steven took 22 points of damage. You decide, okay, it's no longer worth keeping up, so you drop it. Steven loses the 22 temporary hit points, because you're no longer being a badass. But since everyone else has already lost the temporary hit points, it's no disadvantage to them. It absorbed the damage still.
And then okay. The rest of that combat, you can't activate again. The next combat, if it's the same
you game, can attempt to be a badass.
You've already used it for two rounds, so next combat you can only do it for 10 rounds. You have a total of 12 okay. rounds to use throughout the day.
We'll help you keep track.
All right. It's just, it used to be a perform act, and I just perform it, and if they yes, can see you performing,
they changed bard.
Yes, they changed okay. a lot
Is that
of
why
stuff.
You're not a bard anymore?
Actually, no, I'm not a bard because I want it to be...
They also, because rage, you sort the same way bard performance does, which was the same way that yours thing.
I give mine
yours,
a big hug.
And they changed rage, they changed perform, they changed...
That was mind. Hell. Did I'm you get comp? Did you get Tom? Mm.
No, unfortunately, they got Tom.
He was, taken.
Damn. He was cute.
His brains was eaten out.
You're not helping.
I'm sorry.
I didn't really...
What are you saying? Oh, no, wait. I am a Nightguard. Never mind.
Yeah.
You're what?
You learned our language.
That's right.
He taught her Nightguard.
Yeah. Alright, well, whether
all
doing
my people
all their that. Random stuff, I'm going to the guild master. I will find him. He's there!
You find he's sitting at the arena going... Yeah, watching a fight.
Who? What time of day is it?
Nighttime. It's the dinner time rush.
Oh, okay.
We should talk to no, wait, you guys went at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never mind. You see.
Well, he could be there. There's a, like.
I didn't schedule this.
No, it's two bugs.
No, he is sitting in the arena and two people are fighting each other.
The
it's like.
Comedian mm-hmm. Necromancer?
Yeah, he actually wants to join.
Mm-hmm. No,
sit down next to
him. There's a limited time offer where we can convince him.
I summon them.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Where'd you read that?
On
it's
the website.
Up. Oh, cool.
Oh, I want to ask you a few but things and talk about a couple things, if you don't mind.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm paying attention.
Alright, well, I will say the jail has gotten a bit more dangerous now. Breaking everyone out is hard.
Hmm? Okay.
You know, mine eaters, taking them over. Not very friendly.
Mine eaters. Yeah, elephants are really annoying.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not Illithid.
He could have. Well,
he probably.
He probably knows,
it.
Though.
Yeah. He might not. He's only a small god.
But he's my god. I give him a hug.
She has faith.
Reach out and touch Faith.
Actually, I don't know anybody by the name of Faith anymore. I did know somebody by the name of Faith, but I think she's gone. She moved.
I know someone named Faith. Another thing is. I want to retake Copper District.
Okay.
From what?
If I remember correctly, Red Light's still open. Necropolis is still open. Oh, yeah!
What about the districts we freed? And were rightly stolen from us. By those
damn
thieves.
Were stolen, but the dweebs haven't put anyone in play in power yet.
So could we?
They're elves. They're really, really slow at it.
So could we?
That's just not right.
Yeah, that
the spell.
That was a pretty low blow.
Go back to your own dimensions, freaks.
He summoned two He summoned two demons. They both worship Khorne and Slaanesh.
All right. So yeah, you guys want to put your own dudes in power? Or you want to take power?
Well, if we put our own dudes in power, what would they do for the other sections? So I don't know if they like that very much.
Oh, they don't like a lot of things, but they're stupid and useless.
Nah. Heck, I'll take over the red light.
Yes, that's another issue. I think we deserve a higher rank. The amount of crap we do and they don't.
You're right.
Especially since you had to force them to do their job.
You're right. I agree with you. Time to start taking over some of the tier places, then.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I need a drink after that image.
I'll join you if you like.
No, wait. Whoa. Don't worry, it's mead. It's good.
diet.
It's
are you immune to poison yet?
No.
Okay.
I ate a diet.
Alright, so you're planning on putting your own guys in power, and then the other guys are going to whine at you, or actually get off their balls and do something.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm more than happy to go for the other district.
That's actually good for the guild. If they get off their balls and do something, supposedly.
Maybe you guys are just at a level of incentive they need.
Perhaps. If they can do a better job, they can retake it, but they have to do a better job.
Yep, there's the key, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, sure. Just so that you know, people who... The areas that are still open are the Red Light, Necropolis, Tannery, they're not us, they don't count, and the prison.
We're working on the prison. It's going to be a slow start.
Let's see, tier... Elven Commune's still open.
I'm getting Saitama there. Mm-hmm. Can I teleport here?
Yeah.
You can get that.
Boop. Look, it's... See?
Or can I be teleported here?
Weren't you just at the Brotherhood compound?
He was
popping. No, you were at the Brotherhood compound.
No, Mage I was college. Just at the Mage's College.
Remember, he was in the window of the Brotherhood. The reception desk of the... He's been behind you betting the whole time.
Alright, so those are the areas that are still open. You guys, of course, still have the Coliseum. The only way you ever really advance in rank is you move to a new locale. Tier isn't necessarily how much damage you do for... But it's how well you get paid. And it's based on what area you're assigned to. For example, Skydocks, Tier 3. Captain's, of course, done a lot of good worming around, attempting to, you know, plot against me, overthrow me, you know, that sort of stuff.
Everyone does that.
Yeah, well, they're thieves. No honor amongst thieves nowadays, I mean, seriously. So, but since the Skydocks are so profitable, that's Tier 3. Tier 2 is, of course, more profitable than Tier 1. No. Tier 2 is more profitable than Tier 3, and Tier 1 is more profitable than...
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, you got it. If you want to get up to Tier 1, you, of course, got to replace, you know, Blood Eyes. He's my trusted lieutenant who...
Trusted
him.
Trusted. No, I trust him to try and feebly swing against me.
Okay. What about Rule? He seems to be just as well to us. Trusted.
Ah, jeez. Who invited mages into the guild? Honestly.
When he was low level, he probably got black bagged and thrown in a hole like me.
I mean, seriously.
You're a ranger, not a mage.
They're sent out to collect somebody and mistakenly grab Vool.
Rogue mage would be pretty scared.
And he's survived.
That way.
But he's not. He doesn't sneak. He casts invisibility.
Yeah, that's kind of cheap.
That's it. He was actually higher level, and they went in and grabbed him in the middle of the night. He was over at Friend's house and went to grab his friend, but they grabbed him, threw him in there.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know
who brought them
along.
Could be
Blood Eyes.
Give me a minute, guys.
Yeah. And what's this crap I hear about someone retiring from the Thieves Guild? No one retires from the Thieves Guild.
He's retired.
Unretire him.
I'll talk to C. He's technically under her.
She's right there.
No, she's not. That's just her shadow.
Oh, okay.
I'm somewhere else now.
Her she's shadow's here, but she's not?
She's having dinner at my house.
Whoa.
She's weird like that.
Your wife makes good cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Then her wife looks at you and goes, are you looking at my man? You're talking to my man?
Yes.
He made me pregnant. You see this belly? That's him. You don't touch him. I'm going to pluck out your eyes now.
Bong. As you render a pregnant woman unconscious and she miscarries.
You douchebag.
He'll get her pregnant again, don't worry.
No, it's magic.
It takes like a whole year to get pregnant to this. It's going to piss me off.
Just when she is close, she walks up unconscious. Miscarries. You guys can try it again.
Anywho.
And that's when Rooney kills C.
I suddenly gained the berserk ability.
Okay.
So what do you do with
this? That's in addition. I know you guys are talking about guild business around, you know, spouses.
I'm not. Mine's reading my mind.
I can name 2 off the top of my head. 3. There's 3.
Okay.
I don't. Mine just reads my mind.
4 if you count the devil.
Devil.
Devil of a woman. You know. That
oh.
thing.
Oh, okay.
She's a bitch. Hate her.
Don't be
so which wife is that?
It's 1 of 3.
Yes, because one is a dude.
No, there's 4 wives in this part of the party. Because yeah, she's a wife. You have a wife, I have a wife, he has a wife. And 3 of them are of infernal descent.
Yes.
Tiefling.
Irinus, Soranian. Close enough.
Yeah, like I said, so which one?
You got the Irinus from Soran.
That's right, you did.
In all honesty, I don't think you have to care, worry about Felicity. She doesn't give a crap.
No. I want her to join. Recruit her.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to Ricardo.
A warlock could be really, really handy.
We're just complaining about mages.
The only problem is she will have typically
in addition,
listen to orders.
Recruit Persephone.
All right.
A witch can be handy. And you... You gotta convert James.
Fighter rogue.
You gotta do it.
So Brotherhood is in the Thieves Guild pocket.
I'm not joking.
And I'm not gonna try that.
Your god has given you instructions.
You will do that. He's a bit more susceptible than you think.
Yeah, but his job is with the Brotherhood, not with the Thieves Guild. His job is to take care of us.
Yeah,
and I think it's fun!
Yeah, well, he can.
Why do you think I married him?
Because he's got a hot ass.
Well, that's just a really nice
bonus.
Because
we threw you out of the boat?
Because there was a shotgun wedding?
Okay, whose idea was that, by the way?
That would have been Dick.
Okay, have to go beat the crap out of him.
So, that's your job.
Shay. Every god.
Make a little
Jessica, thing. Every god has to ask of something difficult of all of its followers. Otherwise, it sucks. I mean, there's nothing good about it.
Deal.
Deal.
Oh! You don't lose your clerical power. It's not like it's anything big.
Yeah, it's not like I cast my magic anywhere.
She says after she channeled 8 rounds of going, oh! This giant beacon. You guys feel better?
Oh, yeah.
So, what we do...
Oh, God.
What we do... We just need a little pocket to the dimension.
Let's see, you healed
41.
44. See, that was effectively, since there were 5 people, you healed 220 hit points in 8 rounds.
Yeah. We just need a pocket dimension of the positive energy plane. And so we step out, just... Oh, I don't bask in the glory of Escal. Oh, we're getting too much. Okay.
Well, Jessica?
The pocket... It overheals.
Now you've gotten information...
And assignment.
I punch you in the face.
Hey, you can't find me.
I find your wife. I have her punch you in the face.
Yeah, that's cool. Not like she can do that much damage anyways.
You know, I got a lot more smitey.
Jacob Return Angel! Oh! Your challenge rating just got a lot higher.
Oh, okay. Now you're going to be converted back.
I suppose I'll go to your house first, because it's probably closer. I don't know. Who's probably closer?
Copper. Silver, copper.
Okay. All right. Well, he's closer because I'm in the silver district.
So, are you at home? It's like 3 o'clock in the morning at this point.
No.
Are you staying outside the prison, going?
Now I have to think where I would be.
2 more.
Well, a bar. After seeing all that.
No, I rolled 1.
You'd probably be.
You'd probably pass out somewhere.
Girl. Drinking images away.
2 ones, I'd be passed out somewhere. 1, I have to now think of what I'm doing.
You're still trying to pass the message around.
True, I was out trying to spread the rumors.
So, you'll see his Soranian wife come down. Yes?
Sorry to disturb you. Did Dick come home yet?
No, he was out on business.
Right, well, when he gets home and when he wakes up tomorrow, can he have him see me?
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Is he cheating with you?
She knows.
I know.
She gives you a sort of Soranian glare, and then goes back and closes the door and goes upstairs.
I gave her one.
No, it's not angry, but it seems
you're
to have
snobby.
Daggers start appearing outside of her eyeballs and then
that's it.
So one, only one hit me, because I caught the other one.
She's like Wolverine, but with her eyes.
Yeah.
So she just has to blind fight. She can't see when they have them out.
She headbutts everyone.
Okay.
Alright, then I'll. Yeah.
Martha and Gertrude are eating over at my house.
At 3 a.m.
Felicity seeing their hair kind of messed up. Sitting at the dinner table.
What? Oh, because you made her make dinner?
Come in!
You're gonna get divorced!
Not. Then I gotta walk in. Morning, sis. I need to talk, Richard.
Richard?
Or, sorry. Ricardo.
Well, I'm not English, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I just came from Dick's house. I didn't. I wanted to beat the crap out of him.
Hey, but she's thinking about Dick.
We're all Thieves Guild here, well, except for her.
Yeah, I need to talk about that.
Go ahead.
Felicity, you can go to sleep now, you know that, right? Dinner's made.
You can't boss me around.
I'm upstairs.
I'm going to sit right here now.
I will carry you upstairs.
Totally just
I will light you on fire.
No, never sit there.
And I will beat the crap out of you.
I still channel hell, baby.
So? That doesn't scare me.
It should.
Well, it doesn't because it's you.
Do you want to go back?
She's never been. Oh, wait.
I've never been. Sorry.
No, she did go to get her.
You've been once. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right.
You visited to get Sephira.
Now, go ahead and continue talking to my husband right here in front of me like I'm not here.
What?
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
Sometimes I wish you weren't.
Oh, peanut gallery.
Yeah, spell. Well, feelings peanut gallery.
Gallery?
It's like, what?
She's tired.
Really? It's only 3 o'clock in the morning.
She wanted to sleep.
She actually has a sleep schedule.
Not sleep when it's convenient.
I'm still getting used to actually having to sleep again.
Yeah, he goes and goes and goes and then suddenly goes. Then he wakes up 8 hours later and goes,
What the hell just happened?
Oh, yeah.
No. If he's to that point, he wakes up 4 hours later after 2 REM cycles.
So we walk by and...
What just happened?
We walk by the street, look down, is he drunk? Did you get drunk? Huh? Oh, no, I think I just passed out. From drinking? No, I just kept walking and going. I just passed out.
When you sleep for yourself enough, you go directly into REM sleep.
Oh, I know.
Anywho, the Guildmaster would like to recruit someone of your family. Our family.
Good. That'll be a great addition.
Feel
no.
James? You almost feel worse after you wake up that kind of sleep.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
REM hangover. There is such a thing. If you have too much
okay.
And you just wake up feeling like
I don't have any problems with James joining.
You sat for 4 hours and you wake up.
I do. Day, I'm coming over to the house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
2 hours room.
So he
won't
be
6 hours. 2 hours room.
So. The only people come over to their house
is
three.
Actually,
nice catch, sis.
I get too much rem.
Of course, I have a leash and collar.
I'm pretty sure it's bad. But.
Literally,
really,
and I'm
tired.
How do you go put on your leash?
Feel tired, I guess.
Not right now. We have company over. We do. Martha and Kurt.
She
doesn't count.
It's his other girlfriends. Don't worry about it.
They're under me. They're not my girlfriends.
Yeah,
no, they are your girlfriends.
They're under
So the room heats up a little.
they're under him.
Yes, they're under
Jessica?
Him.
But no.
I'm sneak attacking you with a laser.
You're failing.
I don't have that class ability.
Intellect devours have it as a racial ability.
Really? Ooh. Can I play one next time?
But no, he wants to recruit your wife.
Oh.
Whoever she is.
What do you think?
That's not a fair trade, Tyler.
I don't want to go into the stinky sewers.
You don't have to.
I smell you every time you come home.
I've taken a shower since...
No, you haven't, because showers don't exist.
Whatever, bath.
Yes, and I hear all the sloshing around.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then I have to go get myself hurt.
Yes, it's a little ducky.
I don't go towards pain, unlike
some four sickos. I know.
You one, just two, out,
three,
though.
And Tana.
I presume that's why whoever wanted.
Why does he want me?
Because you're a warlock, and you may be powerful enough.
Well, finally, he's recognized at least who some real powerful followers can be. All right, so which group would I be leading?
You could actually put her in charge.
The red light district.
Put her, put her in the necropolis.
Oh. Well, it depends. We'll see what happens when you join.
If you join, you won't. But I'm getting management, right?
Probably not right away.
Then why should I?
Eventually, you'll get it.
Because
it all depends on how good you are.
It's all a part of working for your position.
You'd have to help them take over.
You have to realize quickly.
Yes, I'm sorry. You have to do
work. How long have you two been in the guild? A few months. And what position are you? Kepa. Is that high? You're new recruits, aren't you? Well, they never really promoted us. We don't do a lot. Don't do a lot. How much do you get paid? 4 or 5 gold a month?
That's because we do everything.
4 or 5 gold a month, I guess someone can bring home some real income.
You spend all my money. What happened down on the Crescent Island?
That doesn't count. That was vacation.
Maybe for you. Oh, I've got plenty more of that.
You have to treat me really nice.
Okay.
Put her under Ricardo.
That means she's gonna be in control.
No, put her under James Eversteel after you recruit him.
We better put James under her.
No.
That would be awesome!
You know what? Whatever happened to Bromwell?
I'll take over Red Light District and I'll take James.
I waved to him.
Put James in the Red Light District.
I thought you and Gertrude were supposed to be like.
So much
doing
money! Oh my god!
We were.
Here, just stand in front of this building.
No,
I'm just standing there.
You don't even have to have
that's right, you're right.
No.
So I'm going to look at him.
I was breaking into some place like, trying to get some extra cash.
Hey, little mate. That's what you're supposed
to do. Where you have paintings of Nick and James naked in different positions. And
not
and
really.
Well, James naked
good job for at least trying. That's more than I can say for most other cat
naked in a glass room, and people just walk by and go,
okay.
No, you have to... He's in the glass.
And if you, as long as you keep practicing, you get it.
Honestly, we broke in there flawlessly. It's just...
There's bad timing.
Bad
luck. Radaborn wasn't with us, apparently.
A kinky outfit.
Maybe you need to pray more.
I'm a thief, not a cleric.
It doesn't mean you can't be religious.
You ever listen to this, sis? Well, I started falling around. Oh, don't you start.
Good girl. Pat her pointy ears.
I didn't get caught. That's low. I was in prison for 3 weeks. What were you doing? I was out gathering information where you were, and you didn't find out that I was in prison?
And so he did it for an hour?
They start arguing.
Maybe 2 hours.
Like good sisters. Like me. Like
then these two start arguing, so you're sitting there awkwardly like... Scrambled eggs!
Potatoes!
Great breakfast dinner, honey.
There's fire in the sky. Knives being thrown over here.
Awkward. And Ricardo sits there.
Suddenly I'm in a harem anime.
Okay.
Anyway, with that done, I shall head home now. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, after all.
Actually, it probably is now 4:30.
You two should probably call.
Alright, see you later. Nice dinner.
Thanks for coming over.
Alright, so what's the plan now?
So is James home when I get there?
No, he's not.
He's got a new project.
Wait, are they doing something that actually might be a challenge? Could they use help? I mean, would they actually have something that might...
I'll investigate that in the morning.
Be something more than just
some
Timmy on the corner?
Slap, 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 thud.
Slap, slap, thud. I'm a level 3 rogue! Thud. Anyone else?
No, sir!
I'm gonna show my plus, total of a plus, what was it? 4 longsword. Yeah, he shows a sword, yeah! He's not even shiny!
Okay.
It's taped in the middle!
So Jessica is either grabbing one of you two to try and gather information. At what time?
Well, I go to bed in the morning. It depends.
I probably go home about 4:30 and go to sleep. Honestly, she's probably going to sleep about the same time as all of you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. 4:30. So you want to do it? She, of course, is sleeping until at least 1.
Least.
With your my
I'm gonna go get Dick because I need to punch him.
I'm up at 11.
Okay. Wake up at 11. Wait.
My wife probably wakes me up.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
No, she's very quiet. And then when you wake up, she explodes on you. Andre?
What?
I will try to make breakfast. I rolled a natural 1.
You lose a finger.
She comes downstairs, the kitchen's on fire. I'm standing there kind of going,
I don't know what to do!
She walks in and begins putting out the fire with her hands. I stand there like, you know, I'm really good with two-hand weapons. I tried doing that with spatulas when I was cooking bacon. I knocked the pan over into the fire. The grease slit. And after that, I don't really remember what happened. It's okay. Try not to be a bad person.
I love you.
She's not used to those words.
I like you.
I don't hate you.
You want to have angry sex?
I don't hate you.
Okay, so around noonish.
Why do you think it's a new door?
One of the windows shatters.
Okay, I'll go in this one. Go back to Ricardo's.
Yes.
Oh, good, you're awake. Yeah.
Your hair is actually in different positions. When you were dead, it didn't really ever move. Now you're like, it's growing.
It itches a little. Are you growing a beard?
Probably.
You look like a bum.
Yeah, I've just been sitting around.
Cool. Well, I went to the Brother compound, and they said James was out in the necropolis. You want to help me find him? Or at least figure out what he's doing there?
Ooh, I can actually try.
Because they said that I wasn't obligated to know the mission.
They tell us that. You're not allowed to know.
All right,
you can either tell me, or I'll just go find out myself.
Felicity.
Yes, dear?
Get out. Guild business. You're coming.
You're not very nice to your wife.
Sometimes you have to be like this to her.
Fine. Let me get ready.
Okay.
No. 2 hours later.
It might be quicker to come get me now. Honey,
We'll meet you there.
Could you tell me if my hair looks better on the left or on the right?
The front. Now hide your face.
Shut up!
I can hold back.
That makes me look like an old woman.
Because you are.
And you left.
An infernal bolt flies past you.
So you ready to go yet?
I can see your aim is off.
Maybe she should get some bifocals.
Yeah, I think we should really need some glasses, sis.
Try the right then.
Do the cotton candy hair.
What's going on? I'm cutting her hair off.
Jessica, just come get me.
Help her. I don't know.
Yes, have the monk help her.
You're a girl.
So?
Wait, can you use free blows to pull out hair?
Okay, sis. Yes, I see that. I will help you. I will do it fast and not in a fashionable manner. So
see,
let's go.
I'm doing it right, so my face doesn't look like yours.
Well, I don't wear makeup, so it makes sense.
Yes, that's why you're ugly.
No.
Now, all right. Just go wait. I'll be quick. I'll just put on a quick amount. Just a little bit.
You do realize I am the captain of this group, and you have to take orders from me, right?
Actually, like hell I do.
That's what I thought.
Are you kidding me? Tana works for you. I know you don't issue orders well if you have Tana with you.
Grab her and pull her out.
Just because she's not part of the Thieves Guild yet.
I know. So, but she doesn't know that.
Grab my chain shirt!
Suppose you grab her equipment as I drag her outside.
Okay. Now your hair is in the back.
All right, let's go. Fun.
They'll probably want to black bag you eventually.
I'll kill them.
Don't kill anyone.
Your entire let's be good.
Well, don't kill anyone on our side.
If they're gonna blackbag me, they could just ask me nicely.
It is nice. They're just blackbagging you for show.
I was never blackbagged.
That's.
Elf Splitter does it. Picks you up. Slams you into her back. Blackbags. It kills blackbag. It's a giant box.
That's because it's not technically what you have to do. It's just done because
it's fun.
They can't.
As I said, they might.
So while they're on their way to the necropolis, I walk up. Oh, hey, what's up?
We're going to the necropolis. Want to come?
Hey, sure.
We may need your help with her.
You know, it wouldn't look bad if, you know, I had it kind of hanging a little bit here, but slightly pulled at the back.
Was that a hand mirror?
I have some gel.
It's dirty now.
I only dragged you a few blocks.
I don't have prestidigitation item, sorry. I took comprehend language instead.
Anyhow, yes, gather information. Try and find where the Brotherhood are. In the necropolis.
Well,
that's our
how
job.
Big is the necropolis?
It's pretty big. It's a decent sized area.
25.
Hmm?
25 is the DC, right?
They went into the cathedral, which is where you guys encountered the Hellwalkers.
I assisted regardless.
Are you grabbing those two?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out where they are right now.
Okay. They were last seen heading into the cathedral.
I go into the cathedral. I listen.
It's silent. Don't hear. Don't hear.
Can I track any footsteps in here or something?
No, this is stone.
Okay. Wasn't there a secret passage or something in here?
No.
Ricardo, you take your time searching and looking for
there was the abyssal symbol on the floor that activated.
That's right.
But there wasn't no.
Could I remember to avoid that?
I think they teleported in. I don't think there was actually any.
You search. Since it's a big place, I'm sure it'll take you a while. I'm going to get the other two.
Okay. Me and my sister are
bigger. Knock on your door.
My wife answers.
You look very lovely today. I need to steal your husband for a very important mission.
He just got home. Why can't I ever spend time with the man I love? She goes over the corner
behind. Because we have people potentially dying, so
he's
we need him to
cheating on
me. Are you
kidding with me? The man.
I can't cheat on someone. Hey, Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work on your wife and self confidence.
You see bruises.
Are you beating your wife?
No, bruises on him.
Bruises on him.
Did you do that to him?
No one loved me. It's because I'm sad.
I pull out a chocolate bar and give it to her.
She cryingly accepts it and then cries harder.
Really?
Let's go save James. I go to your house.
I will
carry her upstairs to her room.
Oh yeah, and hand her some money.
go buy off your happiness.
At least I can go get things for the baby.
on your door? Wait, are the guards supposed to outside her door?
Yes.
How is the dude's minions working out for? His assistants we hired.
Oh, yes.
So he doesn't go insane and, you know, try to kill me someday.
The first four have all been fired on the first day.
Yeah.
Dude, what's with this shit?
Two of them were attempting to sell the plans that we were making to the defense. One of them didn't show up. The fourth one I got a little angry at, and they attempted to bribe me with sex.
You said no?
It was an orc.
It was a man.
I hear Tana's into that.
Yeah.
Tana's sex life is not my problem.
It just pops in my head. Where'd you find these people?
Someplace I'll never be going again?
That was a good idea.
Oh, this is hopeless.
You could have them hire...
I'll find you some people.
He takes some tums for...
I'll be back later. See ya.
I walk up to the guard. You could you tell the superior I'm here?
I'll walk out. Hey, I was looking for you.
Hey, I was looking for you.
Adventurer walks up. Really pleased to meet you.
Great
big fan.
Meet you too.
Yes.
Yeah, but... A guy with like a haircut, so, he's carrying a torch around. Can I follow you around? You're so awesome. He won't die. I tried taking him into combat. Stuff doesn't attack him.
Wait,
I know.
What are you talking about?
The adoring fan from the arena. Oblivion.
You can kill him though.
I need to do that then.
It's funny. I hate him. Oh, that's who was with me when I broke into the house and killed somebody.
Yeah, get him.
I stole their stuff, the person woke up and started attacking me, and just as I killed him, thinking, went, yeah! Anyway, we need to go save James, and then I'll do whatever you need me to do to find, I don't care what.
What's James getting into now?
Necropolis. He's MIA in the Necropolis. Put two and two together, it equals bad. I got a 36. I was never good at math in school.
On what?
Two and two
is search?
A four, actually.
You will actually find a secret door that's new.
Oh.
It was actually put underneath the altar relatively recently.
Alright.
Wait, didn't we find a cup there? The cup of death
rod?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
40.
I have 45.
We give that to the trick.
I climb.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, 20. Oh yeah.
So I found it. There it
so
is.
So you go by
the... take the direct route.
You take the direct route, but I get the route than you do.
I suppose we'll wait for the others.
Probably recently used.
But we can run.
No, I'm not running. I'm just.
Steven and I have a race. I take the director, and he runs on the ground.
And I know what the bad guy is, but I have side fast moving.
I take my time. Now you fly. Yeah.
That's okay. He went and got you first.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Wait.
We all arrive at the same time.
Well, you arrive at the time that he's like, "I found it." And everyone's like, "Really?"
That's why I let you do the job.
How long did it take you?
You have impeccable
I don't know, I took
20. Timing.
That's what
I rolled a 19 on. Yeah, that'd take you
timing.
A few hours.
That's fine.
Andre, what's that as impeccable timing based on? Charisma? So I rolled a 19 on it.
That's why we all arrived at the exact same time. Because he went and got us, so he got our impeccable timing down too, right when he found it.
Okay.
There was a slightly strong wind current. And so it took me a little bit longer time, but it all ended
see,
up
Kit,
the same time.
Kit's
all
right, let's go. For me.
I'll lead.
Someone will be searching for traps.
Okay. I was about to say, so you can find all the traps accidentally?
No, I'm good at that.
Finding them accidentally?
He's good at that. I'm good at actually finding them.
Yeah. Okay. Right, you, go run that way.
Okay, you won't get disintegrated.
In all honesty...
does a lot of damage to you this time.
If our group... Could that group have found this?
What?
Could have James and Stormhammer actually found this?
They might have been dragged down here.
Remember they
maybe
had
rogues. They brought a rogue.
They used to have rogues because they found out when... They found... They saw through my lie back when they were trying to arrest us.
Don't the peep classes have perception now? Like, all of them?
Sense motive, you mean?
But yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, that one.
But it was a rogue at the time.
Andre, I got a 36 on tracking. Can I see a drag mark or anything on the impossible floor?
No, but you do see that there has been traffic this way.
Going to the door?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
let's investigate.
There's a few tunnels. You guys will walk past several disarmed traps.
Yeah, like, I see.
Are they disarmed or were they activated disarmed?
They were disarmed.
Okay. I walk over.
Okay, so someone's... trap.
Another trap.
Yep, they actually got someone to disarm it.
Hey, there's a rogue here.
And you guys pop out outside the walls, onto the rim.
Now you track.
29?
Okay. 29!
Is it different in any way?
No, not really.
Okay.
It's wait! Oh, favorite enemy doesn't add any of the other skills, just hit and damage.
It does add just survival for cracking.
Yeah.
I think they'd remove that.
Oh, they removed all the skills in relation to it? That sucks. I guess they added favored terrain, right. So that might...
It's up to Andre.
I got a 1.
You got a 10.
Old friend, Sherry!
I'm not in one of my favorite trains.
So. Okay. Yep, they were heading south. And if you guys want to give me a knowledge local check. Or geography, whichever's better.
I have local.
30.
That's 27.
Based on the trajectory of the movement, you think that they may be heading towards Bartholomew's house.
Well, I guess we're going that way. How long ago was this?
About a day and a half.
Double time.
Can we go quickly?
So I move normal and you...
ooh, Allegro!
We move faster.
So we move Allegro!
They're moving at 20 feet. We're moving at 80 feet around.
Oh no, you guys find that they go right to Bartholomew's house.
Well, I'll catch them before they get there.
It's been 24 hours.
Butler opens it up, a long sword sticking out of him.
We need our minions. Here.
Tonk! I like it how they obviously attacked these guys, and I walk up.
They go knock on the door.
I walk up.
A zombie opens the door.
He asked for their card.
And I'm like, we need our minions. Here's a card. He's like, jokes.
It actually takes him about 20 minutes this time.
Ooh. I'm pacing.
Boring.
Hey, where's your cow?
You!
He's over there.
You're playing dice with me.
It eats the grass. Skill. It eats the grass again.
See? He's well fed.
I will. Every time.
No?
No, I'm rolling the dice. I win every time.
Yes.
You're playing the game of I win.
So who's longsword?
No.
Considering my sense...
Radivore's on my side.
Considering my sense motive is high enough...
Oh, sure. After the 20 minutes, he walks back downstairs. He still hasn't removed the longsword.
Do you want me to pull that out for you?
No.
A personal reminder of a
grudge. Do you like the image of the sword sticking through you? Is there a nice intimidation factor?
No, it's barbed.
You want to push forward?
She could. He'll check it out.
I'm waiting for Bartholomew, jerks.
Okay. I thought we'd help.
So,
please, in the waiting room.
Yay!
Like always.
Yay, waiting room.
Where are they? He seems a little more pissed than usual.
He just had got a barbed wand stuck through his chest.
Right, anyways, I won because I side panned nice.
Hmm? Who?
It's a 20.
The man that stabbed you.
Unless it's contested.
Oh, they're down in the dungeon.
That's who I'm here to see.
Yes, well, they're busy.
82.
Wait in the waiting room. Jerk.
To get it, because I rolled 13 plus...
Slams the door behind you guys.
19.
21,
21 actually.
Refreshments!
Oh, thank you.
I beat you on one.
Very well.
I'm very good at cheating.
If I was only in one of my favorite terrains, we could do this. So we were underground or an urban area. Andre, does Bart's house count as urban?
No.
Dang it!
Did you inflict him? I mean, doesn't that hurt them?
Inflict?
She doesn't inflict anymore.
Oh. We should obviously memorize it.
So, we should tell him, wait a minute, do we see James?
Our undead party, right?
Trap down.
No, I know where you find him, but I have to get to him.
Where would you find him?
He's in the dungeon. I asked the zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we'll wait for Bart. Like, Bart, I need him done.
After about 15-20 minutes, he'll come upstairs. He's, of course, wearing this blood-covered apron. Ah, yes. He kind of sits down. Ugh.
All right. Can I ask where you got that from?
My new guests.
Are they dead already?
No.
Good. That's who I'm here to see.
Does one of them, when he smiles at you, does his teeth seem to shine no matter how much grit you have put on him?
Yes.
That's her husband.
Has one James ever steal?
Who?
That's why I described him the way I did.
No. The one that shines with the team
would be the paladin.
Yes. His name is Armstrong. I mean...
No, I would say that's James.
Can I see them, please?
Any particular reason?
I'm married to one of them.
Well, that's certainly a decent reason.
And I want to figure out why I'm here you? And convince them not to do it again.
Well, I just had a new tunnel dug. Put a few traps in it. And unfortunately, some of my employees were thieves.
I see.
They were called and, well...
Yes.
They stabbed your butler.
He was quite angry about it.
I can understand. I've had long swords stuck into me. They hurt. Though, does your zombie feel pain?
I've been working on getting undead feeling back. It's one of the things I strive for.
That's cool.
But in life and life.
The question. As a personal note, are you fully undead? Or are you still alive?
I'm still alive.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm just called Bartholomew the Dead.
Just wanted to ask.
Very well, you can go see your husband, if you so wish.
I will.
Can I'd we like all to see go, my friend. Or...?
I will wait here and cheat at dice.
The one that looks like a dwarf but is a human.
That's what I do.
Succeed by one. You have a +2 over my
position. Oh, yes, he tried to smite me. By the
way. I'm sure he did.
I know you're cheating.
Are you talking about my friend?
Well, I felt like
too?
I was being coy about it. I was like, okay. Oh, look, I win.
I spoke about
so can
what's
we three
bluff?
Go?
He will lead you downstairs. He, of course, goes past, you know, the operating equal theater and all that. And he goes into the dungeon. You can see that, 22. You know, they're, of course, stuck in these cells with these big, thick doors.
Okay, so...
Wait, did you get
there's
eight?
Only, like, four cells. Yeah, I believe...
Yeah. Sorry, 25.
The bearded one is in this one.
You rolled an 8.
And the so young, handsome one is in this one.
I know
one.
You're cheating. But
okay.
You can't catch me.
We're not actually...
That's the game. The
so
game is to catch me
him?
Doing it. Not
yet. It's the energy, but I'm not actually wagering anything, so it doesn't matter.
The door itself weighs 100 pounds.
There was a nerd coming.
I push you open.
God
damn it.
you will see James. He is unconscious.
I'm assuming you're not there.
You'll see he is heavily bandaged, though.
Huge test.
Same with Sergeant Stormhammer.
Well above the...
Although his beard's a bit shorter.
Oh.
Does it look singed?
No, you see, like... You see that a lot of his hair has fallen out.
Alright, I will check and see what actually has been done to him.
Can you heal check, right?
Yeah, you can do heal check.
Oh, yes, I have heal check. I just don't have anything.
16.
16?
I assist. Well, actually,
this
no, I do better.
Was negative energy.
21.
He was hit several times with bladed weapons, and then he was hit with negative energy.
Okay.
19.
I will get him conscious again.
Bye.
Hmm?
What do you do?
That's the question.
Okay. Bartholomew looks a little uneasy as you do that.
It was a difficult question.
He doesn't have any of his equipment, so it's not like he's going to attack you.
You're right, he doesn't.
You could pop out of that one.
James is like, okay.
Dangerous if you
did you get him?
Yeah. No, he's
did not
an ally.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect you to come way out here.
Is there anything else I should know?
A lot of things, but I'm not obligated to tell you.
Be willing to face.
Yes, you are. You're my wife. You're obligated to tell me everything.
The answer is,
fine, but you're going to be really pissed off when you get home.
As though I'm happy right now. I'm glad to see you, don't get me wrong. But you're allied with a necromancer?
Not all necromancers are evil.
Yes, I know that, but this necromancer?
This is what Alcatraz was.
Yes, he's the reason why we've been so successful. Taking over Copper District.
No wonder, okay.
He's a good asset.
Yeah, he's a good something, okay.
I'm sorry. If I had known you would have come here, I would have said something.
Yes, well, that's what happens when I'm left in the dark.
It was kind of funny.
Well, you should have told me that you were coming out here with your men.
How dare I do my job?
Yes, how dare you?
Yes, how dare you guys do your job? You're not doing your job with the jail.
Jess, you're not doing the girl thing good enough. You have to turn everything around to being his fault.
His fault that he came out here. It's his fault he's not told. It's his fault that he's just not good enough to know.
Fine. You guys will gather up the six people that are here. Okay.
I'll explain everything when we get home.
Okay, weapons.
I'm not getting them back.
They don't get their equipment
okay.
back.
Hey, I paid for some of that.
And it nearly killed some of my friends.
And you can bring them back quite easily.
Yes, but these people need to learn a lesson that it's not all right to barge into people's houses and try to kill everyone.
That's kind of what...
You can't kill people with a shield. Well,
actually,
you can.
Actually, you can with that shield.
I'm sure he wasn't trying to kill you with it.
Really tend to, especially with the...
Well, I would like to get their equipment back somehow.
Taking away the minuses for...
I'll think of something, but they're not getting it back right now. I'm very upset with them.
Very well.
They hurt Enchantra.
They did.
Yes. They smit her.
Planning
with the maul.
Well, sorry to hear that.
You're lucky the bearded one wasn't drained dry.
Very much so.
The ranger.
Please tell your friends to not come out here and try and kill the first necromancer they meet.
The pet version.
Okay.
I'll let them know. Like
okay.
We'll drag the bodies.
As you guys are dragging them out, you know, there's the undead that are lurking in the shadows that just kind of glare at them like...
I'd probably bring...
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.